Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
What's going on, everybody? Money Monday. Yep, what's going on? It's Money Monday, January 23rd, 2012, and we're back at a new time, 9 to 11. Welcome to the show. Tonight we're discussing things that appear gangster, or maybe not so gangster. We'll get into it. 917-889-3926. That's the number. Hit us up. We had special guests scheduled tonight. We want to get those guests back to you next Monday. D. George and that whole crew of Get Money scheduled tonight, but unfortunately we're going to have them on next week. Nevertheless, we're discussing finances, getting out of debt, those things to help you to progress in 2011 with Toya coming live out of Newark, Delaware, finance tonight. Money Monday, that's gangster, or maybe not so gangster. We'll discuss that and much more coming up this Money Monday. This is Young Swag. I'ma do you dirty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going in, whoa.
I'ma act a dog. All the want me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma act a dog. All the want me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm nothing like your baby daddy. Pull up in a brand new gas. Money, I got to have it. Smoking good, living laugh. You bought that drum, I'm about that ass. With that chop, I'm a head crack. I see your I gotta get her. Let my little world hit her. Take a bite to the crib. Let her see how I live. Tall ceiling, mama flow. Two garage, close the door. Freak show, we need more. Right pay, call him. Bill man, call my wall. The mama say she need four. Smart, great head. All my go fed. Long money, big bread. Bought that enough said. Like my on that Cali stove.
do you dirty.
Yeah.
I'ma do you dirty.
Yeah.
I'ma do you dirty.
Fresh back a joke.
Yeah.
All the hoes they on me.
Yeah.
Grabbing for me and pulling on me.
Yeah.
All the they want.
Cool out.
Oh, when, why?
Cause
be phony. You can run up on me, but that ass can old be on me. I'm a good like Tony.
Tell it.
But I do you dirty.
Yeah.
Hit her with the finesse move.
And call for dirty.
Flex the real ugly.
Yeah.
When it's about that money.
Money.
I need my CIA, my cash in
hey.
A hurry.
Baby,
calling my phone.
What?
Talking about some chicken.
Chicken.
I win and peep the mood.
Them chicks
in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Double whack back on.
Okay.
Them. Make sure they hot.
Then what?
Call my partner swag. Yeah. Sit them right back in the spot.
Yeah.
I'm a
Cause I've been to the music. This is how we do it.
goes nothing.
Just like music, music. Oh, all night.
I'm Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Money Monday in the city, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Ricky Rose, Aston Martin Music, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, T and listeners. How you doing this evening?
What up, what up, what up? Yeah, we moving in slow motion this morning. This evening. Look, I'm talking about
morning. What's going on?
Right? Hey. Somebody is shaking up for us tonight. We brought her back by popular demand.
Popular
Y'all
demand.
Give it up for Claylicious live out of Orlando tonight. What's up,
Claylicious? Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Claylicious girl.
What's up, boy? How y'all doing?
That's good.
What's going on?
I had a meeting with Claylicious and her manager, her husband slash manager on Friday, and this lady is truly, truly out of control. Truly out of control.
You know how it is. God is good all the time and all the time. Y'all don't know what that good is.
So we know all about it.
No, Claylicious is on time with her jokes. Hey, Clay, did Willis tell you what I called him and told him yesterday?
It was reality because the same thing happened again to me yesterday at church, and I had to expose. You had to expose the enemy sometimes, but honey, oh, I said, oh, Rashad, I got a tick tack, tick tack, tick tack, glory to God.
Hey, Clay. So tell the folks what we're talking about.
Well, what happened was, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord always leads me to He leads me to be able to check things out. So I was at church on Wednesday worshiping God, and all of a sudden, right in the middle of my praise and worship, I had smelled some. I said, "Hold on, go." I said, "Hold on, Jesus, is that me?" And you know, you try to, you know, smell your own breath in your hand. I said, "Lord, that ain't me." Girl, this woman got to talking, and all of a sudden, the side of my hair just started just falling down. Just everything just started falling. I started sweating. I started crying and stuff. Her breath was just on hum. I said, no. And so I had to go and do a video, y'all. I had to go and do a video about a bad breath ministry, and I had to begin to minister to this woman. I gave her Tic Tacs. I gave her peppermints. None of that didn't work.
What?
She put Listerine in her mouth, and it just rejected back out. And it's just all kind of wrong.
I am through with you.
It was just serious in the body of Christ. And I was just really trying to let the people know is that the reason why, and you know, she kept talking, I wonder why God ain't me. I said, honey, I know exactly why God ain't answering you. I clearly can tell you why he ain't answering you. Because with that breath, ooh, holy, you got to start just texting
it.
Jesus. Just text him your
request. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Better than good. My chick bad. Better than good. My chick bad. Better than good. My chick bad. Better than good.
I'm saying my chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop. Her body won't quit. So full pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad. Tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans. Body looking like milk. No time for games. She full grown. My chick bad. Tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, ding, dirty. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, ding, dirty. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, ding, dirty. My chick bad.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl's sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad, the whole crew wanna bone her.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirty. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirty. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirty. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirty.
Now will these bitches wanna try and be my bestie? But I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Trash talk to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy, the mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, purple bam, bam, bitch, you in a band.
Don't get scared now.
Live. That was Ludacris with My Chick Bad. Thanks for joining us this Money Monday, where we will be discussing That's Gangster. Not really. And I'm going to kick it off by saying what's not gangster is having rapper Pastor Troy on Judge Alex today.
Hello. Hello. Alex.
Okay, that's not gangster. You will not be a hardcore rapper and be sued for $4,000 or some change by your promoter and appear on Judge Alex. Not gangster
wow.
at all.
at one point in the show, he looked like he wanted to cry when he was talking about, you know, I could have been killed. You know, people posted on my Facebook that they're going to get me. You know, they're going to come after me because I didn't do the show. I was like, is he about to cry?
I mean, that's not gangster, like, at all. So, yeah, so I'm going to let your boy know that.
Yeah,
I'll call him to let him know tonight.
Another thing, definitely not gangster. Newt Gingrich, not gangster. The Republican Party is here in Tampa tonight doing a debate on the campus of the University of South Florida. The only reason I'm not there is because we're actually doing the show, and it's locked down. You know, students really couldn't get into the debate. It's not gangster that Newt Gingrich really thinks that he can be the president of this here United States of America. Newt, not gangster. You might
at
have
all.
Gangster tactics, brother, but it's not gangster at all, Newt Gingrich. Get out of here. Definitely not gangster. Back with us tonight by popular demand, Miss Claylicious. Miss welcome back. Clay, what's not gangster from your perspective? Bad breath in church is certainly, that is gangster.
You know, I mentioned it last week, and we still have to talk about it's definitely not gangster for these big old men to be walking around with these little bitty chihuahuas. That's definitely not gangster. That ain't even hood. That ain't even man. I don't know what it is. We got to discuss that on one of these shows because that's definitely not gangster.
Absolutely.
You don't like that? You don't like that look?
No, that's just,
that's,
you know, that's mom? Really, that's just disrespectful. It's disrespectful to every man I hear in the street. Like, it's just, ooh, girl, just thinking about it makes me get upset. Ooh, that ain't gangsta at all, boo.
I'll tell you what is gangsta. What's gangsta is that those New York Giants ran all over those 49ers yesterday. That's gangsta. But we'll talk about it in our sports segment coming up. Hey, some folks are pissed off today. But go New York.
They are.
Go New York. You know, 49ers, you did good. But again, we'll talk about that a little more coming up in our sports segment here shortly. Clay, man.
Yeah.
Big things popping for Claylicious, everybody. Working on, we'll start working on her comedy DVD this week. And we're going to try to get Claylicious in a city near you coming up here soon. This is one of the funniest women I know. And we're going to do whatever we can to get her out on the scene. It's the beautiful Miss Claylicious. Hey, hit us up tonight. If you want to talk to us, 917-889-3926. We would not mind hearing from you. Man, so how was your day getting the week started this week?
Oh, well, I had a great week. I had a great day today. Day was very, very good. Yeah, today was great for me. How was your day today, boo?
Pretty good, productive. Met with a few people, productive business, and, you know, I'm a little tired right now, but, hey, we're here with y'all tonight inside the Money Monday madness here. Hey, playoff games over. Super Bowl coming up. A lot going on. We'll talk about that and more. Hey, finance also coming up with Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. And Miss Domare will be with us soon. Let's get into this joint right here. This is one of our favorites. It's called Natural. We'll be right back with more Claylicious and Toya. TMI on Radio Live. We'll be back.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night lights, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night, right? Yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me. Yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Every girl.
I'm on radio live. OD, I'm rolling, sounding real gangster. Inside this Money Monday, our topic tonight, is that gangster or not so gangster? We're back with you at a new time. Hey, want to say big up to all my Facebook friends, was cracking. My LinkedIn friends was cracking. Tonight, we got Claylicious and Miss Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Toya is bringing us some finance. So sit back, relax, and welcome Miss Toya live from Newark, Delaware.
Hey, Toya.
Finance. Finance tonight.
Last week we touched on ways to improve your finances in 2012.
That's called delayed reaction.
Not a problem.
I'm not gangster.
Not at all. But last week we started the conversation of how to improve your finances in 2012. And some of the tips that we had for you was focusing on why, you know, you want to reach goals instead of how you're going to reach them, rethinking your relationship with money, planning a comeback, and getting organized. So just a few more tips for you this week. First off, live below your means. A lot of people do not do that now, and it's evident by the economy, the number of bankruptcies that are being filed, the number of houses are being lost. Live below your means. It's pretty simple. All you have to do is buy what you can afford. Do not buy what you cannot afford, which means if you can't pay for it by cash, you cannot afford it. Okay, you shouldn't be using credit for anything.
That's a good word.
For a major purchase. And just avoid debt at all costs. Again, if you can't pay for it by cash, that means you need to save to be able to afford it. And if you can't do that, then you don't need it. So just live below your means. Coordinate with your partner, and this goes for anyone who's in a relationship, especially if you're planning on moving in together, if you're getting married, any of those situations. One of the biggest mistakes couples have would be not talking about money.
That's true.
So you need to talk about all the hot topics, any type of shared household expenses, credit card debts, anticipated future expenses, saving, your long-term goals, whatever it is, even if it's about a romantic trip to the Bahamas, make sure you talk about it. If you're not on the same page, you're never going to reach the financial goals that you set individually because you're kind of working against each other instead of working together. So always coordinate with your partner. Automate your savings. Online banking makes the technique very easy. You can sign up for a monthly transfer into a brokerage or savings account. You can also transfer funds directly from your paycheck, which is probably the best way to do it because you never see the money, which means you will not miss it. So if that money is already deducted from your check and placed into a savings account that you can't use your ATM card to withdraw from, you won't miss it. So that's probably the best way to do it. If you have to count on yourself to transfer the funds into savings, that means you also have access to transfer the funds outside out of savings. So that usually doesn't work for people because they always say, oh, I'll dip into it, but I'll put it back, and you never put it back. So try to automate your savings through your paycheck. You can speak to your human resources to get a direct deposit into a savings account. That usually is not a problem. And another thing you can do for 2012 is pick a better bank. We've talked about this before in the show, but, you know, there's really no one-size-fits-all when it comes to banks. You really have to do your research and pick one that's the best fit for you, whether it be lower interest rates on your account, having more ATMs available if you travel, or just having something like online access, which not all smaller like credit unions have. You know, whatever works best for you, you need to do your research and find out which way will save you money in the long run because a lot of big banks are starting to charge those big bank fees. So just keep that in mind as well. So, again, the few things we're touching on today is live below your means, coordinate with your partner, automate your savings, and pick a better bank. You want to start your 2012 off with good financial judgment.
Out Toya coming to us live out of Newark, Delaware tonight with our finance tips. Say big up to my Facebook friend Kai Acevedo, part of the Rock Nation team, and big up to Norman Aguilar holding it down at the mailroom at Universal Records. This is day 26. This joint right here is called Let It Go featuring Roscoe Dash. We'll be right back with more Claylicious. Thank you, Tony. We'll be back.
Okay, y'all know I'm no on reflection. Pockets fat like butt injection. Bitch is playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsor me with this bag of rent. You package that they lacking it. No wonder why the haters on that back with two. You got it, girl. Tongue rings knowing you and I the girl. The dope body girl. Go flying, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, see ready. Drop it down low to an easy begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, sweat, sub, go. With just another thing around like right, so the winner.
That was just played by day 26.
I myself happen to like them in their ballads. I don't really like their fast songs too much. I need them to slow it down again.
Yeah, I kind of
cool
agree with you.
I like that joint. I like day 26.
I like day 26, and the song is okay. I just really like their ballads because it just, I don't know, I guess it showcases their vocal skill a little more. I don't know.
Yeah, I might agree with you, boo. I like it when to slow it down because all that fast flipping and flopping, I don't even understand what they be saying. I like it when to slow down. Yeah, I agree with you.
Flipping and flopping.
Flipping and flopping. Now, Claylisha, that sounded really old. That sounded like something
yeah,
like
you
my mom.
Yeah, I know I'm from Nutbush. Don't judge me. Judge me. I'm from Nutbush. Flipping and flopping.
Hey, Claylisha, but let them know you're not playing when you say you're from Nutbush.
No, I'm serious. I'm really from that bush. That color love bush to the lips. Yeah, I'm really from that bush. Ain't no for us just be walking down the street and we ride on the back of donkeys and stuff. Ain't no big deal. I'm from the country.
Hey, we thought Nutbush was a made-up place out of the movies.
That's because y'all are judgmental. Y'all always want to judge somebody. That's really a Tina Turner. That's my cousin, my third cousin. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm.
Nutbush Tatoya, did you know Nutbush was a real place?
I did. You
thank
never
you.
Watched
thank
the movie?
You. Thank you.
You never watched Tina Turner's movie?
I
she talked about Nutbush.
I thought it was.
Anime
oh, you mean like you mean a biographical movie or something?
Anime.
Whatever.
Anime, eat the cake.
Anime cake.
Yeah,
I don't want any cake, guys.
I thought that was a place for real.
Hey, Toya, it was real good when you did your segment, boy, about that money. And you know, I was thinking like, oh, it's probably not gangster for you to be a grown man and you're a 40-year-old man talking about you riding the bus. Tell me how y'all feel about that part right there. I met this guy, 40-some years old. I was like, oh, we were just kicking into talking. And he said, tell me about the bus system. I said, I'm sorry.
He's saving money. Gas is expensive, so he probably
has a car.
No,
but he ain't had a car in 2 years.
I was trying to help him out. But you know what's not gangsta? It's worse than
that ain't gangsta in circumstances.
No, I'll tell you what's even worse. A grown man fronting, you have a 755 BMW, and you talking about, can I get $10 on pump 3? If you can't fill that up, I need you to not drive it, okay?
Exactly. I need you to ride the bus. How about that? No. Mm-mm.
That is hilarious.
Now, that ain't gangster at all. What you think about that, boo?
Hey, I mean, I'm like Toya. Yeah, a 40-year-old riding the bus, he might have had a setback. You know, he might have, you know, lost his job or something.
I mean, but a setback is a setup for a comeback player. Come on, you tell me in 2 years you ain't came back at all. I just think, player, no.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phone. 813. Last 4 digits, 7222. I know this number. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Keila from Tampa, Florida.
Keila from Tampa, Florida. What's
hey,
good?
Keila, Keila, what's up?
Hey,
Keila. Keila.
Hello.
It's gangster or not so gangster to do what, from your perspective tonight, inside Money Monday?
It's not gangster to let these banks take your home when they really don't want them.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Pay your mortgage. Well,
and if
you
can't pay your mortgage, there are too many options out there for you now for you to lose your home. It's called open.
Yes, it's called read.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
that's
do
not
it.
Gangsta. Being embarrassed, you better act like you have some sense to hold on to your house.
I know that's right.
Absolutely. And speaking of holding on to your house, Keila McCaskill actually works with several entities here in the Florida region to help people to save their houses and not to be foreclosed on. Keila, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Pretty much assist a homeowner and or, and oftentimes it's an attorney that is defending foreclosure for the defendant. And so either helping the homeowner stay in the home because they wouldn't read your own documents and submit them to the lender, or helping the law firm help you keep your home. So it's a lot of resources out there. All you got to do is pretty much find the Making Home Affordable website, and there's a lot of information out there to help you stay in their home. And even when they say no, just keep trying.
Well, what's the number one misconception when it comes to foreclosures? Is it fear that keeps people from taking care of their business?
Fear coupled with the
foolishness.
Foolishness. But then also the banks are overwhelmed. People just don't have enough information. The banks are overwhelmed. They don't have enough manpower to deal with all the files that's coming in. So, yes, you sent the documents in 10 times, but the person that you sent it to probably don't even work there anymore, or they lost the document, or maybe they're somewhere. But in order to approve your modification, they need all those documents. So just send them in again and again and again. But in the end, it's worth it because some people, they may get cut in half. Some people get, you know, it's a fourth. But the point is you stay in that home. They pay people to help you keep your home. But people won't pick up the phone. They won't send the documents. They won't work with the bank. They get frustrated. But it's worth the fight because it's your house. The people on the other line, that's not their house. They really don't care. They get compensated well to help you keep the house.
Can I ask this question? I hear often with homeowners who are facing foreclosure that that the banks tell them, just communicate with us. Communicate with us. Even if you can't pay your mortgage, you call us and we'll add it on to the rear. What is that process, and does that apply to everybody?
Not everybody. If you are 12 months past due, then that doesn't apply to you. If you are 2 months past due, you're working, you have your income, you just had a two-month setback while you find a new job, or maybe 3 months, that's a restructure or a deferment, or the bank may have another term, but what they're going to do is take those 3 months and the interest that you owed and put it to the end of the loan, bring you current, and you start all over again. But even if that's your situation, I would vouch for modification anyway. If your interest rate is higher than what the going rate is today, try for a modification. It won't hurt. And if you're current, try for a half a refinance. But communication is important because if you don't do anything, then the process continues. So if you are 3 months past due, 4 months past due, and you're not calling in, you're not trying to work on it, the clock has to continue. Legally, they're responsible to put you in foreclosure when you don't do anything to stop it. So
yeah,
they race
absolutely
against the clock, and you can help stop it, but you have to do something, and communication is that something.
My friends, it is not gangster to be put out of your house when you had an opportunity to do something about it. Not gangster at all. Keela, tell us how we can get in contact with you to get more counseling, more information on how to keep our homes in 2012.
You can always dial 888-794-3579 for information on keeping your home. That's Community Housing Assistance Services, which is an educational nonprofit organization. And we are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., helping people stay in their home.
That's awesome. Hey, Keela, stand by for us just in case anybody wants to talk to you inside this Money Monday. Appreciate it. This is Jay Styles. Breathe again.
Show you real love and the way.
favorites here on the show, Breathe Again by Jay Stahl. Thanks for joining us this Money Monday. It's your girl Tori out of Newark, Delaware. And we've got your boy TM joining us from Florida. Got our co-host, Claylicious, with her crazy self online. And we were joined by Keila McCaskill. She was dropping some knowledge about foreclosures and keeping you behind in your house, because it's definitely not gangster to lose your home. So if you have any questions for either one of them, give us a call, 917-889-3926. Now, let me tell you what is definitely not gangster, and this is on a serious note. How about the captain of the cruise ship abandoning all of the passengers? He said,
That was crazy.
He said, I'd be damned if I'm going down with the ship. I'd rather be in prison than be dead. He really left all those people.
But listen, what I heard his statement was that he slipped and fell into the raft. He slipped and fell into the boat.
Shut up. No, he didn't.
Hey, yo,
I don't
he did Titanic on
Maytail. Did he say that? How do you slip and fall into the raft? And just, you know what, I'm going to leave.
He slipped and fell, but no, this is the kicker. This is the kicker right here. Not only did he slip and fall into the boat that got him to shore, he actually went to dinner with a young lady soon as he got to shore. While the people were on the boat was going down, he actually went to dinner.
He was creative. Y'all would have done the same thing.
You said he went to dinner? Well, he said he might as well eat.
He got to
eat. He made it
to shore. He probably was thinking in his mind, it ain't gangster for me to go ahead and die with all these other folks, so somebody got to get off the boat to let somebody know that these folks are dead. So that's what he was thinking. That was my boy. Y'all done the same thing.
But that whole thing was crazy. Like, really? You just going to leave the people on the boat? Like, you were, like, the first person on one of the rafts. Like, you said, oh, got to go, and left everyone?
No, remember, he slipped into the raft.
Now he's getting charged with all, I don't know how many counts of manslaughter and abandoning the ship. Like, he's really getting, I guess he said it's better alive and in jail than being dead. I don't know, but that was crazy.
At least he went out to dinner, y'all. At least he went out to dinner and got on his last little
his
date.
Last
for
meal?
For he, no, he got his last meal.
That was crazy.
I don't think it's gangster for somebody to owe you some money, and when they see you there like they'll owe you no money. What y'all think about that? That's why I don't let people borrow money from me. Because I'll put Jesus on pause real quick. I don't care if we at church, borrow some money from me. I don't care if we is in praise and worship. I'm going to say, victory is mine, and I'm going to come over there and lay hands on you real quick and get my money. What y'all think about that?
You're just going to see me and act like you don't owe me any money, huh?
Yeah, that's just gangster. You know, you said you owe me some money, and you go, and then you coming up here with new shoes on. You know, your little cheers, they got clothes on. I don't care if it is kids. I snatch off their bodies. This ain't y'all clothes. This is my clothes.
Yeah, and the money tip of the day, Van Claylicious, is if you don't have it to give, don't expect to get it back. Because
I think you should say that one more time, boo. Say it one more time. Let everybody hear you.
If you don't have it to give, don't give it, because you really shouldn't expect it back.
That's a lesson
that a lot of people have, because if they don't have it then, I doubt they're going to have it later. Not to say that's true for everyone, but most people who are in a financial bind, if they don't have the money and they're asking you for money, they probably won't have the money later on down the line to give back to you. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's true. You right, boo. That's why I let folks get money from me, because I know how I am. You know, I'm still working on my salvation and everything, and I had to put Jesus on pause and everything. Just whew, thank you, Holy Ghost.
You know what? That's hilarious. Hey, Keila, I'm going to ask a question as it relates to savings. Going back to really, you know, the foreclosure piece, because we're losing homes at a rampant pace. And I think what Toya just said is real. You know, you if someone is in need of a loan, or if someone needs money today, you know, they probably needed money yesterday. They're probably going to need money tomorrow. I think it's just really it's a reflection of the pattern of money management, right? I mean, how many people who are in foreclosure have savings?
You know, that's it depends. The group that's going in that started foreclosure maybe 2010, beginning of 2011, what we find or what I encourage is that if you're not going to pay, because of course I can't tell them not to pay, but they do have, once they get back on their feet, like if you have an initial hardship that puts you past due, and once you recuperate, you know what I mean, you start making your money again, even if it's not the same, when they do start again, they start saving that payment if they manage it right. And a lot of times at the end of the process, if they get a modification, they usually have between $10,000 to $15,000 that they did not have before. So it puts them in a situation where they do have a reserve. I don't know if they keep it and manage it to where it'll help them offset the next time they have a hardship. But
right.
I would say maybe 4 out of the last 10 save their money. Quality of life improved in foreclosure.
Yeah, improved in foreclosure. Wow. So I think, I mean, I know that so I don't like judge. We have a lot of fun on this show, but at the end of the day, what we are not is judgmental, because
exactly.
Life's circumstances can sometimes knock us down and set us back. But I loved what Clay said at the top of the show, you know, and it was funny, but it was a real statement. And I don't want to misquote you, Clay, so I don't even know if you remember what you said, but you pretty much said an obstacle for a brother should be a chance to rise up, but you didn't say it quite that way.
That's how rumors get started right there. That ain't even what I said. I said a setback is a setup for a comeback. Ooh, that was rich. Write that down,
setback,
y'all.
A
hey.
Setback is a what for a comeback?
A setback is a setup for a comeback. Mm-hmm.
I like that. A setback is a setup for a comeback. I totally believe that, specifically when you've been knocked down by life circumstances. But I think the key to remember at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, is that we should not live above our means. We'll be right back. You're inside Money Monday.
Hello?
Loving you is all I wanna do. Loving you says loving.
and it's Money Monday. I'm your whole co-host, Claylicious. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about a setback as a setup for a comeback. And you know what? I love saying that saying. That's one of the sayings I often say because I know what it's like to have setbacks, and I know what it's like to overcome the different setbacks, and how that's where the laughter comes from. I've experienced a lot of things in my life. I was overweight. I mentioned last week how I used to be over 326 pounds, and now I'm like 175, but depending on whose scale I get on, 175, 174, whatever. Anyways, but I've experienced a lot of obstacles in my life, but it's so good, and I'm very happy because I'm an open book. And it brings me to when we were talking on Saturday, and I, Terrence and I, we were talking about my new DVD that's going to be coming out. It's called Laugh the Weight Off with Claylicious. And it's not just talking about weight loss. Like, I lost a lot of weight. I had a whole bunch of excess skin. Matter of fact, my honey and I, we went running and stuff. I'm just running down. And I had an obstacle because my extra weight was clapping. All type of stuff was going on. And so I have to overcome a lot of stuff. And I just want to know how do you all overcome or deal with setbacks?
For me, I'll tell you, you know, my spirituality is pretty much the center. I focus on the, you know, Elohim. I focus on Yeshua HaMashiach. And the principles, you know, that come along with it that say that you shouldn't be focused on the past. You got to be, you know, focused on the present and the future. You know, so sometimes that's why I like what you said so much, because there's an experience, there's an opportunity, there's a lesson in what we might look at as a setback, but it's only an opportunity to push you further. You know, so for me, you know, my spirituality and God is how I'm able to, you know, move forward from what's deemed a setback. And that might sound cliche-ish, but it's real to me.
That's real.
I don't think it sounds cliche at all.
Huh.
I think it's good that you have, you know, you're focused on your faith. But I think one thing that people tend to forget is that there's always a lesson in every situation. You know, you
Absolutely.
Have to stay positive in situations.
Yeah.
Your attitude will determine the outcome of the situation.
Every
point
time.
Blank. If you
every
have a
time.
Negative attitude about it, it's going to have a negative outcome because all you're doing is looking at the bad in the situation. If you have a positive attitude and you think about what you're learning and what you can gain, the experience, how you can overcome it and help other people, then you're going to have a positive comeback. You're going to have a good comeback. You're going to be setting yourself up for something good in the future. So I think it's all about your attitude and how you approach the situation, because not every bad situation is truly bad. Like you said,
exactly.
It's just, you know, you're setting yourself up for something good. One door closes, the other one, you know, another will open. So I just think it's all about how you approach the situation.
And I'm also a firm believer is that not only is attitude important, but it's also important who you associate yourself with as well, too, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we think that setbacks can be bad. And I like what you just said, Toya, because and not everything that's a setback is always bad. Sometimes we cause or we bring a lot of stuff on ourselves sometimes that don't even have to be, like sometimes the people that you hang around. You know, if somebody's hanging around somebody and they got a problem stealing, you probably shouldn't be hanging out with them anyways, because if y'all go somewhere, they're probably going to pick up something and steal something on the way, and then you want to say, oh, I had a setback. No, boo, you didn't have a setback. You set yourself up because you just
judgment.
Told the people that you
it's
associate with.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot on the show,
yeah.
The judgment, who you surround yourself with, you know, the people that you call friends. You know, you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
it's 9:10 in New Orleans, baby. It's 10:10 in New York City. It is 12:10 in Tokyo. It's 12:10 in the afternoon tomorrow in Tokyo. Hey, big up to everybody tuned in. You are tuned to TM Highland Radio Live. Hey, thanks. We got Claylicious live out of Orlando. Toya live out of New York, Delaware.
Yeah, baby.
In Tampa tonight. Hey, in Tampa, big up to Tampa tonight. Hey, yo, we are live on, like, probably about, like, 100 networks live
wow.
out of my city tonight. Man, the Republican National Convention debate. Or the Republican debate is going on right now. So the bottom line is, you know, Santorum, you know, Romney and
Gingrich are going at it right now. I mean, just back and forth. And what they're really talking about, you know, since the last update that I got, they're talking about immigration. They're talking about Newt and Freddie Mac and all of the money that Newt, you know, has gotten paid from Freddie Mac. They want Romney actually challenged Newt Gingrich to give the money that Freddie Mac paid him back, which is very interesting. Now, understand, they're also talking about the bailout. Many of them are talking about things that are contradictory to their vote that supported the bailout. They're talking about Iran. They're talking about Iraq. They're talking about Afghanistan. They're talking about the economy, defense. But what they're not talking about, okay, this is not gangster. They're not talking about education. I want to hear more talk about education.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good.
Yep. Definitely not gangster. We're also going to talk about another thing that's not gangster in your city, your town of Tampa. When we come back, we're going to jump to this song by Fame called Psycho, and then we're going to talk about some sports news.
We'll be back.
My baby's missing. I can't seem to get you out of my brain. Somebody stop this room from spinning. Oh, I think I'm going just a little insane. I keep playing these thoughts over in my head.
Can't break the chain that keeps you in.
And this medication ain't working. Honestly, my symptoms worsen.
Feels like without you, need you to rescue me from this padded room. And all these pictures ain't helping. Still got messages on my voicemail.
Oh no, oh,
they just played our song on the radio.
And now I'm stuck listening
all alone.
This medication is really working on. Honestly, it's getting hard for
feels
me.
Feels like I'm in hell. And I can feel these.
Radio Live. That was that dude Fame with Psycho. Very versatile. If you don't remember, we had him on the show last week. We brought you Koi last year, months before they dropped the video on BET. So we were happy to have that dude back on the show with us. So shout out to Fame. Hey, Fang.
Hey,
Cuz.
Hey,
Joe. Hey, Fang. But now we're going to jump into some sports news with our boy, Mr. T.M. himself.
What up, Fame? Hey, it's going down. The Nationals versus the Americans, the 29th of January, 7 p.m. It is going down. The New York Giants and the Patriots. Wow, man. It started back on the 15th, Sunday Night Football. The Texans lost 13-20. Ravens, just put it down, you know, kind of sending them up against you know, the challenges this past week and this is just like awesome. I have been a Giants fan since I was a Giants fan, like since I was a kid. Giants, they were like real stinky. I mean, they like stunk for years, but I rolled with them, and these dudes then came back. Like, so also, you know, last Sunday, 37-20, they like spanked the Packers. They spanked them 37-20, sending them into the games that took place this week, and the Ravens lost. It was a good game. The Patriots really, really, they wanted to be back in the playoffs, and so, you know, people hating on them, like, you was just there. Get out of here. They're good. They was grinding, 23-20, the Patriots over the Ravens, and the New York Giants, 20-17 over the 49ers, just like that. Spank that booty. Spank that booty. Just like that. 20-17. New York Giants. So big up to the Giants versus the Patriots. Sunday the 29th. Get ready. Hey, pull together an awesome Super Bowl party, because this is one worth celebrating. The New York Giants and the Patriots. Now, were y'all feelings hurt? Were y'all feelings hurt by any of these games? Are y'all hating on the Giants?
No, I'm not hating on either team. I usually ride with the Steelers, so I don't care about either one of those teams.
Got it. Okay. Well, I care, and I'm happy. What about you, Claylicious? The Giants and the Patriots, who you going for?
You know, I'm going for Chicago Bulls. No, I'm just playing.
oh, wait a minute. Wrong sport. That's not gangster.
Exactly. I'm all over the place. You know what? I think I might like the Patriots a little bit.
Okay.
They go in the rematch. They had a setback. They had a setback before a setup for a comeback. You see them? That's why I like the Patriots. So I think I'm going for them. Yeah.
I'm with it. That is my sports report this Monday, Inside Money Monday. Thank you all very much. TM Hollow Radio live. This is Bezel. Get a room. We'll be right back.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Bezel.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Do the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you still want lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake.
Nobody next to me.
yo, into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, put your back against the wall. Ready to touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, juicy as it gets, like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little now, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feels like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I get, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. You welcome to Money Monday. Topic, that's gangsta, or maybe not so gangsta. Hey, it's 10:22 in Philadelphia. It's 1:22 in Rio de Janeiro in the AM. It's 3:22 in the AM in London. Thanks for tuning in. Special guest co-host tonight, Claylicious, the comedian.
I'll let you go.
We got Toya Live. You're live out of Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, where the Republican debate is on every major network right now. Big up to Tampa. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Governor Mitt Romney battling. What I want to hear them talk more about is education. Again, all eyes on Tampa as we also prepare to host the Republican National Convention. With that being said, I want to go back to Toya because Toya said, you know, it might be a good look, all eyes on Tampa for the Republican National Convention, but it sounded like she had something on the city of Tampa that wasn't so good she wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so, you know, I do tend to check out Media Takeout every now and again. And what's not gangsta is this hood club in Tampa, Baby Mama's Fridays at the Saloon Nightclub. And it says, ladies, show your EBT card and get one free drink. What in the hell? What kind of promotion is that? That is racket, as they would say. Yes, in Tampa, Florida. It says, ladies, show your EBT card and get one free drink. But not only does it say that, it has some lady dressed in her little leather get-up holding an EBT card in her hand.
Wow.
And that's
wow.
Bad, guys. That's definitely not gangster there. That's just hood.
Wow. Wow. You
very
know what?
Racket.
I'll tell you something that is gangster, and I'll let Keela actually expound because Keela actually brought it to my attention and sent over some flicks to validate it. But there's a movement that is called the Occupy Movement, the movement that started in New York City on Wall Street. It has stretched all the way here in Tampa. And I'll tell you, it's some young white kids that are straight gangster that they have occupied a park in the hood. Keela, tell them about it.
They occupy a park in the hood, in the middle of the hood, 24 hours a day, all day, all night, in tents. And basically they are just like fighting everything from capitalism to they want to fight banks and fees, whatever the cause, whatever we saw in Occupy in New York, they just extended it to Tampa. So they took it from downtown, and now they're in the middle of the hood with no reservations. I mean, they're there as if they've been there. They belong there. It's their city. And, I mean, they're, like, not nervous. They're asleep in their little tent. They barbecue. They have camp meeting fires and all. And they are, like, live in the middle of the hood.
That's gangster.
Wow. That's
beyond gangster, because I don't want to stay in the hood in a tent. I feel very uncomfortable.
I don't even walk in the hood, let alone stay in the hood.
Yeah. So shout out to the white kids that are occupying the hood.
Exactly. So
no,
I think,
you know,
scared of them because they crazy enough to be there.
And you know what? And I say big up to them for standing up for something, not being afraid to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what, enough is enough, because that's all this movement really is. I mean, people are willing to leave their homes and become, you know, peddlers really on behalf of the people. And many of us are unable to do that. You know, if we had the resources and if we didn't have mortgages and car notes, you know, and little ones to take care of, you know, we would mind, you know, drawing a line in the sand as well. But what I think it says to us is, you know, we must all utilize our voice and be a contributor towards mankind. But before we go any further, I need to welcome the other angel who's been doing work on our behalf to the show, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show. And it's a live
hey.
One.
Good evening, everybody. Pineapple.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, everybody. Toya. Hey.
No doubt. You know, so I mean, I think we got to pay attention to what these Republicans are debating. We have to pay attention to what President Obama is saying to us, and we have to be patient as a nation. What I will not be confused about, and I don't want you to think we're confused, on this show, we support President Obama. We want to give him the additional time that he needs to take care of the business on behalf of the people. He's inherited a mess. People, let's be realistic about expectation. At 10:28 on the East Coast and 7:28 on the West Coast, let's be real about expectations. If your name was in the headlines, you would want us to be patient. We'll be right back.
Hello.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking it's about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind.
was Headlines by Drake here on TN Hyman Radio Live. It's about 10:31 here on the East Coast. Only about 29 minutes left in the show. Thanks for rocking with us this evening. That's Gangsta, Not Really. We got your girl Domare online with us, joining us from Chesapeake. BD, tell us, what is not gangsta in your book?
You have to forgive me. I'm in the latter status. Hold on 1 second.
Now that's gangster right there.
That's gangster right there.
Hold on.
Sharing the show, like, hold on, y'all, 1 second. That's gangster, boo.
That's
you gangster.
Not that. And the question that is posed to you is not gangster.
I'm gonna tell you what is gangster. Before I say what's not gangster, let me tell you what is gangster. I love that my president got on national TV and sung Al Green. Because you want to know what? He is a human. These people get up here in front of like Mitt Romney, who can't show his taxes for more than 2 years. Or I mean, my president is real. He is a human being. That's what we forget sometimes, that we look at these people and think that they are so above. And that's gangster to me. But what's not
right.
gangster, did you already say, singing, you know, the thug who put his napkin in his shirt like Drake does, that's not gangster. I'm going to need you to put that on your lap for have some home training. Give me 1 second.
That's gangster. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's Monday, my friends. January 23rd, 2012. We're back at a new time, 9 to 11 p.m. Again, only about 26 minutes left in the show. Tonight, we're discussing those things that appear gangster or maybe not so gangster. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, or log on www.blogtalkradio.com/TMHYMAN. You can check us out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Coming up this Wednesday, we're talking about social networking, you know, kind of just like going overboard. You know, some people go extremely too far with social networking. You know, there's some things that we're posting, you know, that's just, it's just not our business. And, you know, moreover, we really don't give a damn. You know, so why are
Pretty
you
much.
Posting on Wednesday? We're talking about social networking, you know, gone too far. And on Friday, check out spoken word artist Boo from Baby Girl Productions hanging out inside the Cypher. Again, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 10:35. Claylicious, what's going
on? I'm here, boo. I'm here. What's up?
Tell us how we can follow you. Tell us what's going on with you, what we can expect from Claylicious in the next year.
Well, if you ain't no bill collector, follow me on Facebook at Comedian Claylicious. Or I'll let your girl. I'm serious, too. So if you're a bill collector, don't call me. I'll call you. You can also hit me up on Hotmail at claylicious1@hotmail.com. For all my slow people like my boo, Terrence, it's CLAYLICIOUS, the number 1@hotmail.com. Or you can contact my manager. His name is Smooth at area code 517-410-6690. And you all can be looking for my DVD to be coming out here pretty soon. Laugh the Weight Off with your girl, Claylicious.
That's what's up. And while you're trying to crack on me, well, I'm going to need you to step out of the 90s into the 21st century and get the Gmail and leave the Hotmail alone. How about that?
Please don't judge me. God through the please stop judging me. We'll judge me. We are non-judgmental. Oh, don't do it, boo. Don't do it.
No doubt. Hey, it's like unlimited space, Gmail. Come on, you never have to delete anything.
Well,
hey.
You set it up for me tonight, I have it. To be announced, he'll be setting up my Gmail account, y'all, tonight.
That's what it is. Hey, I love me some Claylicious. If y'all really don't know, at this point, Claylicious is family. You will be hearing a lot from her
on this program. Again, you're in tune to T.M. Mama Radio Live. It's Money Monday. It's 10:37, January 23rd. And we appreciate you all for supporting us. 18,000-some-odd listens and counting. That's nothing to shake a stick at. We're doing big things. As we proceed, be on the lookout for Center Stage Live coming to you Friday, March 9th at 2 a.m. on the CW Network. It's a new talk show talent showcase. If you have show ideas, want to be a guest, or have any kind of material that you'd like to be on Center Stage Live, hey, hit us up at, you can send it to hacmediausa@gmail.com, hacmediausa@gmail.com. This is Coco anticipating T.M. Mama Radio Live. WHACT of Hyman Radio Live. Coco Jones anticipating. We love Coco. Coco Jones will be on the show next week, everybody. She's a hot new artist. Coco is hot to death. She just came off of the road. She did, I think, like a 52-week tour. And again, you know, that sultry R&B sound of Miss Coco Jones right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Inside Money Monday, it's 10:42 out here where I am in Tampa, Florida. And I have not mentioned the fourth candidate in the Republican candidates debate. And it's not due to any disrespect. I just think that, you know, nobody's really following him. His votes are real low, so why even mention him? But Ron Paul is also a part of that forum that's going on. That includes, again, Governor Mitt Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich. Again, Ron Paul. Ron Paul didn't even come to Florida to campaign. He showed up for the debate tonight. But he said he didn't even feel that it was even necessary to come to Florida to campaign because he felt like it was either the majority of the vote was either going to Romney or Gingrich, you know. So to hell with the people, you know. So I say to hell with you, you know. But you know, one of those things. I am TM Hyman Radio Live's executive producer. My opinions do not, you know, reflect the team at all. I want to put that out there.
It's all good, boo. That right there was gangster for you to say that. I like that about you. Do it, boo. Do it.
I mean, you know, I mean, my thing is this. You still come. You know, you still talk to the people. I'm sure there are people here that still have questions for you. I have questions for you. You know, my question is, what makes you think that you could actually run this country at your age? You look ancient.
Yeah, he too old to vote, so I don't understand how he think. Yeah, I got you.
You know, but guess what? Old money tend to treat you a certain kind of way, you know, based on how they feel. And, you know, I don't like that. You should treat people the way they deserve to be treated, not how you feel like they should be treated, you know. So then I don't think enough people draw the line in the sand with how they treat us.
Yep.
You know, but again, this is the opinion of T.M. Hyman, not a reflection of the team and the staff of T.M. Hyman Radio Live. You know, it's just one of those things. I'm passionate about people. I'm passionate about politics because we have too many cheaters in the game of politics. Too many cheaters.
We should have had you to run for the president, boo, because you did a good job. I vote for you.
Hey, you know, I mean, hey. You know, maybe I will have an opportunity. Now, listen, you all know Brian Williams. Brian Williams is the man. He's the anchor on NBC. He just asked the actual candidates, you know, Governor Mitt Romney has often spoke about restoring the greatness of America. You know, supposedly President Obama is doing such a horrible job. You know, he's just, you know, he's spending all of the money. The economy and the country is just, you know, bad off because of Obama, supposedly. Mitt Romney wants to restore the greatness. Brian Williams asked Mitt Romney, when was the last time America was great?
Mr. Romney responded
by stating, we are still great, but we have people who are suffering. No, are you serious? We can't even afford to pay our bills. We're borrowing money from other countries who could really significantly influence our culture with their concepts of government because of the amount of money we owe them, and we still call ourselves great. That's somebody who doesn't really see the man in the mirror.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree. He judging people. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being judgmental, you know, but I don't think when you are in as much debt as America's in, you can't call yourself great. We just had our credit rating knocked down. That's not greatness. When you owe people, you know, come on. The word says you should be the lender and not the
borrower.
That's right. we used to be great, so I think answering the question probably would have been the better thing to do because there was an answer to the question. There was an era in American history where we were great and we had abundance and things were plentiful. We're not in that place anymore. We're going to pause for the calls and come back. Here's Hot Money Monday. We're talking about our economy right now and what's gangster and what's not gangster. I think President Barack Obama and his coolness is gangster. He's so cool and dapper. We're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back. You inside, again, Money Monday. That's not gangster, or is it? We'll talk about it. Hey, this is new music from Shalik Rivers. It's called My Last Mile. We'll talk about what's next.
Yes. Journey.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just at the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. But dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
It's called My Last Mile. Shalik Rivers, what y'all think about that right there?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I'm sorry. I liked it a lot. I liked the beat. It was real slow.
Yeah,
I liked
it was,
that beat.
Smooth new artist. We got more music coming at you. We're going to have Shalik Rivers on the show probably real soon. But I thought it was... I thought it was cool, too. Again, it's called My Last Mile, Shalik Rivers. Let's go back to Keila McCaskill, who's actually in Tampa with myself. It's your hip-hop performer, that dude, T.M. Hammond, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight where the Republican candidates debate is going on. Keila, when was the last time America was great?
I don't know about great, but... it wasn't bad, or should I say it was good,
2004, 2005, 2006. Mhm. That's when you can still get a pretty good, you know, pretty good interest rate. You know, you can still get a 4.5, you know, interest rate back then. You know, mortgages was popping, you know.
And healthcare and jobs and a lot of things.
Jobs were, yep.
It was good. Yeah. It was better. Maybe it was just better. But it wasn't, you know, you still had issues, but it was a lot better than it is today. But I don't know about great. I can't tell you when it was great. It was a lot better. That I know. It was a lot better, but it wasn't.
Claylicious, when was the last time America was great?
Every day I wake up, America is great. Let's see here. Wow, that's a good question. It's the first time I've ever been speechless. Let's see. It's been some time. I mean, I think Barack Obama is doing the best he can do under the circumstances. I mean, they want him to be Jesus or something, turn water into wine. I don't know. He's doing what he can do. So.
Yeah. No. Totally understand. Toya, when was the last time America was great?
Last time America was in good shape, I would say it would be the early 2000s.
Yeah. Domir, you want to chime in tonight on when the last time America was great? I know Domir is multitasking again on our behalf tonight. You know, when I think the last time America was great, I think America was great. I believe it was January 20th, on a very, very cold, icy day in Washington, D.C., where I sat outside and witnessed an African-American man being sworn into office back in 2009, where a black man who had been brought, you know, from Africa, and I'm not talking about him as an individual, but him representing the black man who had been brought over from Africa across seas against his will, beaten and sold, and you know, bad things happen. For a bad thing to be turned into such a good thing with this man representing that thing, and now he's in control of the free world and the United States of America, to me, that was a day in time in which America was great. Today, you know, I think America still is great, but at the end of the day, you know, I think the greatness has been tarnished by poor management that we got to get in place real quick. And I'm not sure it's going to get better before it gets worse. But what I am sure of is that we must all do our part, and we've got to start depending on government and depending more on community and the church, because the answer is within us. The answer is about unification and, you know, and problem solving. You know, we got to stop depending on corporations and stop giving people our money, and we got to start, you know, putting our money to better use, specifically African-Americans, who are the biggest spenders, who make the least amount of money in the United States of America. And I'm off my soapbox. We've been talking about what's gangster and what's not so gangster, and I think politics in America, you know, tonight is straight gangster.
Hey, one thing I was thinking about, too, was gangsters, that when people wear flip-flops on their feet, and their feet just toe up. That's real gangster. I was out and about there. This woman had on these flip-flops, boot them, put them up, like a little dog, little pit bulls or something, just running around. Run down there.
Hey,
don't do it.
Funny lady. Well, hey, funny lady. Clearly, thanks for doing this tonight.
Clay, tell us how again we follow you. We got the website coming to you, claylicious.com. It will probably be on online this week. We are working with Claylicious and her team. We got big things popping. But for now, again, Clay, we can follow you on Facebook. What's that Facebook account again?
You can follow me on Facebook at Comedian Claylicious. You can follow me on Hotmail at claylicious1@hotmail.com. And for all the haters out there in my boutique, I have a Gmail account right now. Holler at your girl. Don't judge. What is it,
hey,
baby? Comedian,
hey,
Claylicious.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. You see how I don't know nothing about it. I ain't know
hey.
Say gmail.com.
Hey,
one more thing before we go. It's gangster for me not to be on this radio show and not give my baby a shout out. So Destiny, mommy loves you. I can't wait to see you. You're my number one boo. Mwah. And to my boo.
Hey, Destiny.
Hey, that's your Uncle Terrence and your Auntie Tanya. Hey, y'all say hey to Destiny.
What's going on, Destiny? That's what's good. And Brother Willis. Definitely. Claylicious,
that's smooth,
appreciate you.
That's smooth.
Brother Smooth, we appreciate you, Clay. We got, again, big things popping. Keela McCaskill, live out of Tampa tonight. Keela, how can we follow you? You know, give us your information one more time.
Community Housing Assistance Services. Our number is toll-free 888-794-3579.
Thank you very much. On Wednesday, 9 p.m., social networking, gone too far. We will talk to you then. You'll have a good night. Toya, take us home.
Be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Fame. Love you guys.
Coy, be safe.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me, them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be, you staring at the future, ESP, the space starts deep, so the tab gonna be high, bottles on deck, make your baby say ah, standing on your couches, screaming we up in this, go for the night, it's, I ain't trying to remember, stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen, from the look I estimate, I'm indefinite, my let's make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do, alcohol sparkles all the time, you ain't shining in the club, cause your table next to mine, and it's the type of attitude that get them all the time, cause they all love a young getting in shine,
yeah.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show